Shalom and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us the Son, Yahweh, is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
I'd just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God. And besides Yahweh, there is no God. I'd just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible black God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his son, Yahweh, him Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man of America. I'd just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I'd just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I'd like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here, dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all of the towns out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man, who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Blessed be the King.
How do we love our brothers and sisters? What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
We want for our brothers and sisters.
So we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I have a roast soup, you better have that for my roast soup.
And anything else? What is the duty of a Hebrew man? What is the duty of a Hebrew woman? And if either turns from the law, praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Who is God of gods?
Yahweh.
Who is the King of kings?
Yahweh.
Who is the Lord of lords?
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Who's our president?
Yahweh.
Who's our governor?
Yahweh.
Who's our mayor?
Yahweh.
Who's our leader?
Yahweh.
And who do we follow?
Yahweh.
We let everything that has breath. What color are all his prophets?
Black unto brown.
What color is Israel?
Black unto brown.
How many tribes of Israel?
12.
What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
Who is Judah?
We are.
What did Yahweh choose you to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long?
Forever.
How long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
Psalms 100.
Continues. Part 5.
Now, you already started to look up the. See? So when you see the, then a whole lot of knowledge pops in your head. A great deal of relationships in regard to Yahweh ben Yahweh pops in your mind. Then you got to deal with mental. So you've got to look up mental. Then you have to study ability. Because unless you can give me a 30-minute discourse on all these words, you don't even understand them. They're already in the dictionary, so they don't do you any good to be there. And if all you ever going to do is write them in your notebook, you just as well leave them in the dictionary and save yourself the trouble, because they're already in the dictionary. To put them in a notebook and go put that down somewhere is doing you no good at all. You must write this knowledge in your inward parts, in your mind. So you need the, and you need mental, the total understanding of mental, in your brain, in your mind, and then you need ability. Then you need to understand what two is, T-O. Oh yeah, you ready to look all past two, I know. You're lazy, see? You gotta stop being lazy and look up two. That might be the missing link to deeper understanding. It must be important, it's there. Then you have to look up perceive and the root word perception, huh? Perceive and perception. And, you know what that is, to perceive and distinguish. Now you got to look up distinguish. Then you have to look up relation and relationships. Before you understand the word judgment, which is a part of being moral behavior. If you don't understand moral, how will your behavior be moral? You are in school now. You in whose school?
Yahweh.
You in Yahweh ben Yahweh school. You're not in Yahweh school, you in Yahweh ben Yahweh school.
Yahweh gave me all authority, so you know whose school you're in. I'll make you respect Yahweh. That's my father. See, I'll make you do that. But you have to respect his son, because he loves his son. Praise Yahweh. So my father didn't come himself. He sent me. You can't focus on my father because you haven't seen him. So you got to focus on me. That's all you see. See, me is not my body. You got to focus on me. See, if I want you to focus on my eyes, I'll say that. Focus on what? The divine mind of Yahweh, then Yahweh. I got to say it so you'll focus right. Because I see now, if I say focus on Yahweh, then Yahweh, you seem to want to remain carnal. And if you remain carnal, that's death. That's Romans 8:6, if you remain carnal. You just deadheaded. So to keep you from being in a dead state, then focus on what? The divine mind of Yahweh ben Yahweh. And how can you go wrong now? Tell me so I can tighten it up. What's the weakness in that? Can you tell me? Yeah, you sure can't. If you can, I'd like to hear it. Ooh, Yahweh, I can't wait to get into the ability, the mental ability. Not just ability, but what kind of ability?
Mental.
Where does mental take place?
Mind.
So where's the focus?
Mind.
In the mind. Ooh, I can't wait to hear you give me this discourse on the and mental and ability to and perceive, huh? And distinguish and relationships. Ooh, Yahweh. Now, all right, now say it all. Let's get down to that.
Judgment. The mental ability to perceive and distinguish relationships or alternatives.
See? The only way you're going to understand alternatives is to research it. Whatever you do, there's an alternative. There are really only two basic alternatives in moral behavior. What is that? Right and wrong, good or bad, moral or immoral. Those are your alternatives. Ooh, how many just love this? I mean, even without researching your dictionary yet, don't you just love what you're being taught? I mean, isn't this an uplift? For the first time in our lives, we're being required by Yahweh to focus our mind on Yahweh ben Yahweh's mental ability to perceive righteous relationships or alternatives. You're going to be so smart. Do you know you're enrolled in the greatest university in the history of the world, Yahweh's University? Praise Yahweh. Now, the fun is going to be when I bow out of the class and let you research on your own. You know, you can just pick out your word, you know, on this, and then you'll run around to one another saying, guess what I found out about nature? Another one says, well, honey, you ought to see what I read about character. Let me tell you what I found out about character, honey. Well, have you read Will? I didn't know this was about Will. Let me tell you about feelings, honey. See, I had this feeling for the brother, you know what I mean? But I didn't understand that my feelings should have been a mental thing called mental perceptions. I based my feelings on the carnal level when my feelings should really have been based on my mental ability to perceive righteous relationships. You know what I mean? I made the wrong choice when I had many alternatives. See, really, I didn't study the problem and research all the facts about the brother, or I'd have made another judgment, which would have allowed me to practice this moral behavior on a high level. You know, now I got to dig myself out of this rut to try to be moral, you know? Because he doesn't encourage me at all. In fact, he's a real downer. Because my intimate knowledge of him is that he is really immoral. Isn't that a drag? If your knowledge is focused on somebody that's immoral. So that means if your mind is focused on somebody dragging you to him, then your mind is not stayed on me. And then you don't have perfect peace. And when your mind is not stayed on me, then I get jealous. I get upset. See, I don't mind you having her as long as I'm first. And I don't mind you having him as long as I'm first. See, it's just the way it is. I got that kind of ego, you know. I just got to be your all in all, you know. That's the way I am. I'm not going to change. That's the way I am. Praise y'all. See, I want to fulfill that song, Baby, I Want All of You. See, all of you. Now, you know what we thought about when we heard that song. Our mind was carnal. So you'd be running around telling the man, well, I give you all of me. What do you want? Plasma? Say, well, I want all of you tonight. Well, you know what you're going to get ready for, right? You're going to take a bath. And give me a minute of you, you know, maybe an hour. See, that's not enough for me. I want 24 hours forever of you. All of you. If all I want is sex, I know how to say that, for goodness sake. All of you has got to be something other than sex, because that's not you. Sex is not you. I can kill you and have sex with you. They do that all the time. There's a word for that. I can't remember it. Necromancy or something. I mean, yeah, they got a word for that. So see, you'll be dead and gone. Somebody still be having sex with your body. There was a white woman that killed a man and kept him for a week or 2 weeks. They found him. She'd had the body 2 weeks and had sex with him every day, dead. Yeah, I showed you all that article in the class. The article is somewhere. Carmel or somebody got it. Hadassah Barr put it in the archives. It's in the library. I read the article. The woman, they found the stinking body. Can you imagine how he was stinking in 2 weeks? See, so, you know, you can be in a coma and somebody have sex with your body, you won't even know it. Because you are not there. You are unconscious. You are unconscious. So it's not about the body. What is it about? All of you is all of your mind. You know, some of you are so ignorant that if I say I want all of you, you'll bring me a jar full of urine. Well, you're still part of me. Your waste? Well, you know, the doctor told me to bring the waste before. I thought maybe you wanted to study it as a part of me. Thought maybe you wanted to put it under the microscope. See what kind of bacteria I had, you know. Bring me blood, pint of blood. I thought you wanted to do a blood count. It's a part of me. What are you going to do, cut your head open, cut me out some brain too? So we need brain surgery, mind surgery. What is it about? The mind. How clear is that? And that's what I want from you, all of you. Unless you're what? Your mind. So we have to get our minds where? Elevated. Upright means elevated. The sublime. High. See? That's why RVL and my sister won't have any problems. All they got to do is keep their mind on me. How you gonna have a problem in marriage when your mind's on me? Hey, turn off the lights. Think about me. You'll be all right. You can't go wrong. And call my name. The better you start feeling, the more you call my name, the better you'll feel. That's right, brother. And sister. That's right. Yahweh say keep your mind. He didn't say divide your mind up. Keep your mind stayed on Yahweh, and you will enjoy perfect peace. You won't have to worry about did he enjoy it or did she enjoy it or was it good. I'm always good. That's what I am. I am good. Praise Yahweh. The dumbest question you can ask somebody was it good? If you want to ask the question about good, say, has Yahweh been Yahweh good? What's your answer? You know, if you want to talk about something, say, has Yahweh been Yahweh good? Well, tell me how good Yahweh been Yahweh is. Not was. See, I am good. I never stopped being good. What do you mean? How good was Yahweh been Yahweh? See, you're being stupid. And why you gotta ask? If you study, you know how good I am. I'm the good shepherd. I'm everything that good is defined as being perfect and proper and fit. Pure. I'm all of that. So you keep your mind on Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, and you'll have perfect peace. Then you don't have to try to hunt for no extra stimulation. I'll keep you stimulated. You're sick to start following somebody else. Unless you think they are the Savior. Well, aren't you supposed to love somebody? No, love me. With all your mind. See, I want all of it. Well, I thought you could love somebody else. No, how you gonna love when I want it all? See, brother, I can't be playing. I'm not playing with you. I said I want it all, brothers. I want all your love, brothers. Maybe you'll be smarter than some sisters. See, if you divide it up, it means when I call you, you won't be too sure about how fast you want to come. And while she's trying to tell you she don't want you to move yet, but I called you, see? Come to me now. But she wants you to move, keep moving. She be saying, don't go yet. Stay here. Huh? Yahweh ben Yahweh calling. She said, wait a minute. You can go just a minute. See, if you wait a minute, you got the wrong focus. See, that can cost you your life. Loving her more than me make you wish you hadn't waited. Wait till she finished with you. Do you understand, my brothers?
Yes, sir.
You understand what I want?
Yes, sir.
How much of you do I want, brother? Of you. See, you can forget your body because, you know, I'm not homosexual. You know what I'm saying? See, when I get your mind, I got your body, brother. See, when I call for your mind to obey me, your body's coming, because that's the only thing going to bring your mind there where I want it. Your body is only there to serve your mind, getting to me, to serve me. That's the purpose of your body serving me. Praise Yahweh. So, brothers, if you use your body for any purpose other than serving me, you are misusing your body. And then you're even more insane to let one of these sisters use your body, huh, when I want it. I got my use for you now, brother. My use of your body is more important than what any woman will ever say to you. Unless she can save you and give you eternal life. If she cannot give you eternal life, then you better drop her like a hotcake and get to me as fast as I call. That's instantly. Wherever you are on the planet Earth, you get to me when I call. As fast, and by the fastest means possible. That's how much of you I want, brother. How clear is that? And if I catch you, brothers, any other way, see, we're gonna fight. See, you got a problem. You can't fight me and win. I do the fighting. When I fight, I win. I don't ever take up a fight that I'm not gonna win. I'm always gonna win. When I decide to fight, I'm gonna win. I'm not going to fight until I can win. And I'm going to be guaranteed to win. It's not even going to be, I hope I win, I think I'll win, I should win, it looks like I'll win. No, I'm guaranteed to win when I fight. So you don't want to fight me because you're going to lose. That's a guarantee. So it's best to love me how much, brother? Well, how much room you got for the sister? Ain't got none. You mean the brother not supposed to love me? No. Supposed to love me with his all. Well, what am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Love me with your all too. Then you all will be working in perfect harmony, walking in perfect peace together, because you got everything in common. Me, then I'll be happy. Praise Yahweh. Now, when you do that, you're using your mental ability to perceive the righteous perceptions and the righteous alternatives in your righteous relationships. Huh? You'll have the right relationship with your sister or brother when you keep your mental ability focused on Yahweh Ben Yahweh, his divine mind. How many can see the light? Now, who wants to challenge that you won't have perfect peace this way? Try it. Because this is a mind class. This is truly a mind thing. We haven't even finished judgment. See, so tomorrow night we got to finish judgment. We just went in. We haven't even touched this first line of judgment. No wonder we made mistakes in our life. Huh? I mean...
Please turn to side two for part two of Moral Behavior.
YU class is, the general outline subject is moral behavior. The white man is immoral. He makes alcohol, then puts you in and sells it to you on every other corner, nightclub, everywhere. Then he puts you in jail for drinking it. Now isn't that immoral? He makes it, sells it to you, then throws you in jail for drinking it. You can have alcohol on your breath, beer on your breath, and of his own mind, he can determine at his will that you have been drinking, so you are DWI, drinking while under the influence. You get a long ticket, have to go to court. The ticket means what? He robs you of your money. See, that alcohol is a lot more expensive than what you paid. Cost you a lot more than what you paid for the bottle. You thought the bottle cost you $10.50. See, that ticket cost you $500 and 6 months suspension of the drive license. Because you got caught drinking it. But they advertise drinking. How many ever watch TV in your life? You've ever seen TV? You ever notice that every picture that somebody's drinking, if it's a Western, you got to go to the local tavern, the local bar, and you got to drink before you knock out the windows, get fists all out the windows, and break up all the chairs, throw stuff into the mirrors, got to break some mirrors and some glasses. There's got to be some women in there that you are supposed to know how to do when you go out in your life. You're supposed to buy them some liquor. You brainwash all the men. When you see a woman in a bar, you must go in your pocket. See how expensive liquor is? As long as she can drink, you're supposed to buy it. You hope to get the big payoff later on tonight. You know? You know what the big payoff is. You didn't know she may have come there to get the payoff. You know, but she would have gone without you buying the liquor, but you've been brainwashed in the movie. From watching an old Western, When the West Began. That's the title of the movie, When the West Began. They had liquor way back then. Then don't let somebody like the same woman that you like. The fight is on. Now you're being taught to fight over women that you've never seen before in your life. You can't wait to get out and be immoral later on tonight. After watching When the West Began, boy, you can't wait to go out to the local night spot. You got your whole paycheck in your pocket. Everything you got in your whole life is in your pocket. And you make sure you get all of it changed into one. You put it all together and you get one $10 or $20 bill. That's about as big as you can afford it, $20 bill. You can't afford no 50 or 100. It takes a long time to afford a $100 bill and stack it up on top of one. You put that 20 on top of all the ones. And when you flash, you go in your pocket and get your big knot, and you let her see this 20. And when you flash, you make sure the 20 stays in her face. See if I can get to these ones down here. That's all you got. Then you tell her, well, baby, you can get any part of this. What you want? What you drinking? All right, bartender, give her what she wants.
immoral behavior. Is that not the white man's society? Well, that's immoral behavior. I'm here to teach you moral behavior, the opposite. Everything you learn from the white man, I'm here to teach you the opposite. Now, your common sense should tell you that the opposite of what he teaches will automatically lift us from the bottom to the top. Because all that we know is from the white man. No matter how far in school we go, all we know is from the white man. And our people are still on the bottom. So all that we have learned has not profited us as a people. That no one can argue with. So for you that are here tonight for the first time, let's go again to Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
To me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
The whole story here is in verse 29. Learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh. Why do we have to learn of Yahweh ben Yahweh? Because no one has ever taught us of Yahweh. Come and learn of me. Me stands for Yahweh. A pronoun for Yahweh. A personal pronoun for Yahweh. And since I am Yahweh in your midst, I'm able to tell you personally, don't look past this verse. That's the value of my being here in the flesh, is I can say, hold it. Without me, you would have to be able to see so clearly, you would know to hold yourself. If you had no need for me, then you would know to learn of me without my coming, then I would never have had to come. The reason I had to be made manifest in the flesh is because you were lost from the knowledge of me. The advantage of me being in the flesh, I can say, stop, take a look at yourself. See how valuable that is? See why I'm needed in the flesh? If you could read the book on your own and get to me, I would not need to be here in the flesh. If you could read the book and clear the veil off your own blind mind, I wouldn't have to come and do away with the veil over your blind eye. 2 Corinthians 3:14. You need me here in the flesh to teach you moral behavior, or you'll never get it. You cannot get it any other way except that I come and manifest myself in the flesh. I'm the same one in the page of the book before I made myself manifest in the flesh. You were looking at me before I came in the flesh. That's me on the page, and it's me here. Standing in front of you, one and the same. One and the same. The words on the page and me is the same, only I'm alive now. You can behold my glory, the glory of the word. See? Here I am. Say, hold it. Take a look at me. I am the word, showing you the word, taking my word, and removing the veil over your mind with my word. Now, if that's not God, you tell me what God is. Only God can do that. See, the word has been there all the time. But no matter how much you read it, there's a veil over your mind. So your mind is blind. But when I decide to incarnate, choose me a body, and come to you as a part of you through the seed of Abraham. And then all I do is speak to you the same words as in the book. But there's a difference. In the flesh, as a living soul, as a living God, I'm able to cause you to penetrate. I'm able to come and penetrate your mind and do spiritual surgery on your spiritual eyesight. And when I finish, you holler, I can see. I see it. I didn't see it before, but I see it now. That's because I'm God. I'm making you see it. But it's the same word. There you go. See, it's an advantage to be in my personal presence. Don't let nobody tell you that it's not an advantage. Oh, yeah, it is an advantage. Have five or six left in here that cannot appreciate my physical presence. But see, you'll understand when I send you away to another city and you have to wait on tapes. Then you'll have another kind of understanding that it is definitely not the same thing. Think your elder knows, or how much you love your elder. It just is not the same as being with the Son. Not the same. Praise God. And don't let nobody fool you and say, it doesn't make any difference if you live where I live or not. Once you don't live where I live, you will discover how precious I am. Sooner or later, you'll discover it. Hey, darling. Sooner or later, you will discover there is no substitute for the Son, Yahweh. That's right, brothers. Right, brother. Hey, brother. You can put all your money on that. And so there's one thing more important than your money. It's called your life. You can put your life on what I'm saying. That without the Son, Yahweh, I don't even want to talk about how bad that is. That's so terrible. Hey, darling. You must be a sad case when the word says that when you take pleasure as your God, you are dead. To be alive, walking around, and described as a dead man. You can write down for your study, 1 Timothy 5:6. When you walk around as a dead man, you're a pitiful case.
Thank you for listening to our international broadcast. And now, some announcements by Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, return to Yahweh, and join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study Yahweh Ben Yahweh, which means to research all the facts about Yahweh Ben Yahweh, seek to understand the nature of Yahweh Ben Yahweh, and then learn how to apply all this information to better our lives individually and our nation Israel as a whole. Also, studying 2 Timothy 2:15 means that we should show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, the mighty God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books and aids that you need in studying Yahweh is the dictionary, encyclopedia, and also go to your libraries and research the word and the name Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are the original Black Bible, the King James Version, the way it looked before the white man changed it. Also, you are not a nigger, Yahweh God of God. Also, let my people go. Also, the Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book. Also, 100 Years of Lynching. And our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Now, I would like to make a very exciting announcement, an earth-shaking announcement. I have a brand new book that is going to shake the entire planet Earth up. All nations on the earth are going to be mourning over this book, titled Yahweh Judges America. Yes, my brand new book, Yahweh Judges America, every family and all nations must have this book. Also, I would like for you to read The Mighty Black Man, which is highly symbolic, with great information for us and our children. Wait, another announcement. I am releasing my second new book, which is for the entire family, titled Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever. In this country, we as a people have never been taught how to count. In my book, Yahweh Ben Yahweh Mathematics, Designed to Rule Forever, I show you as the nation of Israel how we will continue to be prosperous and the ways we will continue to have good success. And remember, it's designed to rule forever. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tape lessons. You may take me in the quiet study room or while you are lying down in your bed with the lights out. You can listen to your cassette lesson and let Yahweh Ben Yahweh bless your mind and bless your home. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their homes, such as we have the world's best-selling underground album, on cassette tape, titled, for example, Let My People Go by Elder Gideon, and also on another album, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. These two great best-selling tapes you will enjoy highly, and they are musical tapes by Yahweh. Now available is Yahweh's demo tape, which are samples of each album cassette tape. You should want your own in your home or play them in your car. Every Hebrew Israelite should own and play Yahweh music. There are 7 tapes you must have. 1, Songs of Zion. 2, Let My People Go. 3, Yahweh Our Messiah, all by Elder Gideon. 4, Spread the News by Elder Yosef. 5, Yahweh God of God by Yosiah Ben. Plus 6, Summer Tour Part 1, and 7, Summer Tour Part 2. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Go out and make 1,000 friends among our people. My dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write me. Write for more information about Yahweh and the greatest movement in the world today, the Kingdom of Yahweh. Whenever the elder is not answering you locally as you might desire, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami for more information. You may feel free to write me personally anytime you choose here in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. We want you to know that we are now a worldwide movement in 15 countries. People all over the world, in the Caribbean islands, in the northern tip of South America, in Africa, Hawaii, Philippines, Korea. They are receiving our literature and reading about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, and they are also accepting Yahweh as God. In America, we are in over 655 cities, and we have over 5 million people who are reading our free literature and our free newsletter every month all over America. Can you imagine 5 million so-called black people in America reading about Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh every month? This makes Yahweh and his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, the most powerful voice among our people here in the hills of North America. It is very important that you who accept Yahweh as your God and believe on the name Yahweh Ben Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, that you get your name entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. So you need to write me for a Lamb's letter. If you would like to have your original Hebrew name, and you are tired of going in the white man's name, you are tired of having a slave name after being free over 100 years, you are ashamed to have a slave name that your foreparents were forced to take during slavery, then write me for your Lamb's letter, and I will send it to you quickly by return mail. The scripture is Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. So return to Yahweh today. Join the greatest and fastest moving organization on the planet Earth, helping our people here in the land of North America. We, the so-called black people of America, are the ones standing in the greatest need and help. We need help more than anyone on earth. Lastly, I would like to invite you to send your tithes, your donations, and your offerings to headquarters. Send them directly here to headquarters in Miami, Florida, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street, zip code 33147. Send all your tithes, offerings, and donations to headquarters so that I will know what you are doing directly myself. Read Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 through 10, and govern your life accordingly. Once again, it is a pleasure talking to you, and I have truly enjoyed this session that we have had today. Call your friends and tell them about this wonderful, wonderful program, and come and be with us. We meet every night at our local YU in your city. YU means Yahweh University, where we offer the highest degrees known to man on the planet Earth. Come and join this 1 hour of letting me bring you a message directly from my Father Yahweh to you. And then you may study and learn of Yahweh being Yahweh according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. You must take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and that will make you God, according to Psalms 82, verse 6. And after class, fellowship. Get to know one another and love one another and have wonderful times together. Also, the most important thing you can do after this is remember the appointed feast in Miami where Yahweh chooses to place his name according to Deuteronomy chapter 16. You should not miss one feast. Make arrangements now. Start saving now. Make your plans now. Some of the other feasts and holidays that you should be aware of and keep are the Feast of Weeks on May 20th, 1986. Once again, that's the Feast of Weeks, May 20th, 1986. Then celebrate with me at home the Memorial Blowing of Trumpets on September 8th, 1986 at sundown. In the future, I will make tapes available to you on these holidays so that you may enjoy them in your home. 10 days later, you must keep the Day of Atonement on September 17th at sundown. This day may be kept in the quietness of your home. You should fast and pray for 24 hours without food or water, asking Yahweh to forgive you of your many sins. Then on September 21st, beginning at sundown, I'll see you personally once again for the Feast of Tabernacles. That's September 21st through the 29th. Don't miss this exciting feast that Yahweh, our God, demands that we keep here at International Headquarters in Miami, Florida. It is his law that you meet me at the Feast of Tabernacles and not come empty-handed. Yahweh ben Yahweh's disciples and followers are saving a $360 gift for the feast. If you are unable to come, send it at that time. I will not be making a 1986 summer tour, so you must come to the feast. I want to see you personally and bless you and your family personally. I want to bless your home and bless you September 21st through the 29th. Always remember that Yahweh is God, and besides Yahweh, there is no God. Now there's one more very important announcement I want to make because I love you. We have produced for you Yahweh Kosher Products. Yahweh Kosher Products means that there are no additives, no preservatives, no poison, nothing that will hurt you or harm you in any way. These products have been tested and tried and have been on the market for over 2 years. All over America, in every major city, people are familiar with Yahweh products, and they are Yahweh hair food, Yahweh shampoo, Yahweh conditioner, Yahweh's hand and body lotion, Yahweh's facial natural products, Yahweh's soap kabbalah, which helps to get rid of rashes and other skin problems and blemishes. Also, you may send for our free catalog describing these products and many, many others. So we are the ones who love you and care about you and are giving you products that are the best for you. So you may order these products. These are products that you can order only from headquarters. This is a mail order product only, directly from headquarters. So if you would like to have the best product in the world for you and your family that will help you instead of hurting you, then you send for a Yahweh catalog and we will rush it to you by return mail. It seems that Yahweh is never finished with giving us excitement and new products and causing us to make new announcements. Once again, a new first. All over America, our women have requested famous natural oils, perfume scents. A world famous example is Giorgio. We have what you want. Remember, we have what you want. This is our wonderful introductory offer, Giorgio, world famous. You will never beat our prices. Always remember that our motto is one God, one mind, one love, and one action. And above all, never forget that Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom, shalom.